Here are the four most common stumbling blocks to prayer, in my opinion. Stumbling block number one, we don't know how to pray. Number two, we run out of things to say. So Dr. Timothy Gray, he talks about when he was a teenager, when he was on retreat or when he was at the youth group, he felt he could pray very well. But when he was on his own, he started running out of things to say. He didn't know how to pray. So he would start asking God for this or that. But then after that, he didn't know what else there was. Number three, third stumbling block. A lot of people have asked, how do you know the difference between when you're praying, am I talking to God or am I talking to myself? Do you guys know the answer? I'll tell you later. Number four, fourth stumbling block. We get nothing out of prayer. So the gospel, it gives us this incredible teaching on prayer, and it's in such a short part. It starts, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. St. Luke is the one who records that Jesus was praying more than any other gospel writer. So St. Luke, he records that Jesus would withdraw to deserted places and pray. Well, that tells us something. Now, in St. Matthew's gospel, for example, when Jesus is, after he's baptized, and the heavens open, and the Father's voice is heard proclaiming Jesus as the beloved Son, that happens in Matthew's gospel. But in St. Luke, he tells the same story, but he adds something. He says that happens while Jesus was praying. That's very significant. And the three synoptic gospels, they all have Jesus choosing the 12 apostles, but only St. Luke, he says before he chooses the 12, he tells us that Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer. So Jesus is praying very intensely. He's praying all the time. And now I said last week, a lot of us, we pray throughout the day. We talk to God throughout the day, which is really good. But it's not deep enough if you stop there. That's not deep enough. Because following Jesus' example, we want to spend focused time in prayer. The gospel then says, he was praying in a certain place. Okay, so the place you pray, it's really important. Do you remember also in St. Luke's gospel, it said that Jesus, he went to the Mount of Olives, and it adds this little thing, as was his custom. Why? Because Jesus, he would go to that place a lot. That was his place of prayer. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, the choice of a favorable place is not a matter of indifference for good prayer. So it does matter where we pray, because it helps us to pray. Now, Father Lucio, when he was here 4 years ago as a deacon, he said over there on the left side of the church, next to the fourth pillar, he said, he called that was his sweet spot, because he would always go there. He could pray really well. When I was a teenager, and I was just learning to pray, I would pray in between my bed and my brother's bed. It's really tight. It's really cozy, but I could focus there. And Father Pierre, he said last week, he told me the chapel's addictive because the environment's so good, but also he said because people are praying. Because when people pray, that inspires us to pray. And that leads to the next part of the gospel. After Jesus had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. That's very significant. Jesus' example of prayer is so inspiring. Looking at him over there, I see him praying. I want to pray. Have you ever seen someone really pray? Have you ever seen someone? Because when someone's really praying, you can tell they're in a conversation. They're actually encountering someone. It was said of St. Mother Teresa, this is a quote, people were fascinated just watching Mother pray. They would sit there and watching her be really drawn into this mystery. So this is what Jesus is doing for us today from this gospel. When he prays to the Father, he's drawing all of us into his own prayer. And then this is what he's saying to us. He's saying to all of us, I want you to pray like I pray. I want you to pray the way I pray. And then he teaches that disciple the Our Father. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas, he said that the Our Father is the most perfect of prayers. Why? Because everything we need and want is contained in the Our Father. So, wanting God to be praised and glorified, well, that's what it means by hallowed be thy name. Wanting that God be number one in our lives, in the whole world, that's what we mean by thy kingdom come. Wanting not our will, what we want to happen, but wanting what God has planned. That's what it means by thy will be done. And then we ask for everything we need spiritually and physically. That's what it means by our daily bread. Then we ask for forgiveness, strength against temptation, protection from Satan and from all evil. Everything we need and want is in this prayer. But St. Thomas says that Our Father, it doesn't just teach us what we should pray for, it teaches us the order in which to pray for it. So usually when we pray, a lot of us, we're used to, we ask God, God, do this, God, do that. We've said that before, it's not a good way of praying. The Our Father teaches us that the first three things that when we pray all have to do with God. So the first three things, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Only after that should we focus on ourselves. The other four petitions of the Our Father then have to deal with ourselves. So I've mentioned this before. When we pray, we have to first of all praise God, because that's going to get us out of ourselves, because all of us are so self-focused. And if you're self-focused, you will be discouraged. You will go into desolation. You will go into self-focus. You have to praise God first to get out of that. So everything we've just said, that's going to answer our first stumbling block. How do I pray? So we make time for it. We choose a good place. We follow the pattern of the Our Father, not just in what we ask for, but in the order of how we ask for it. The second stumbling block, it says, well, what happens when we run out of things to say? And the answer to that is you pray the Our Father the way the saints would pray it. What does that mean? You concentrate on the words. When you pray the Our Father, are you concentrating on the words? So St. Teresa of Avila, she was so aware of the words, she would get stuck on the first two words. She'd start praying, Our Father. Stop. There's so much there in those two words. Why? Because there's meaning behind those words. So in St. Matthew's Gospel, in the first four chapters, God is referred to as King, Creator, Savior, never called Father. But as soon as we get to the Sermon on the Mount for three chapters, where Jesus gives this incredible teaching, he refers to God as Father 17 times, and that's more than the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament put together. Words are really important. Now, by the way, all these interesting facts, where can you find them? They're all on Formed. I hope you go to Formed. That's why it's there for you this summer. Once you realize God is not just God, he's our Father, you start talking to him differently, and the words you use will be different. A friend of mine, he once told me about another friend he knows. He's in full-time ministry, and this guy in full-time ministry, he's a good man. He'd always talk about God, but he would never talk about the Father. Never. That says something. A lot of Christians, that happens to us. We relate to God in his omnipotence, his majesty, his transcendence, and that is necessary, that's important, that's beautiful. But also in his fatherhood. And if we never can call God Father, spontaneously, Dad, because he's our dad. If we can't do that, then maybe we haven't experienced we are beloved sons and daughters. And so the words we change. Now, by the way, this is why I will, during weddings, Catholic weddings, I will not allow that song, The Prayer, by Celine Dion. They ask for, can we sing the prayer during weddings? No. Why? Because that's the prayer. It never mentions God. Never calls him Father. So what is the point in praying to someone, this unnamed, mysterious force? It's a good song. It's a good song. You all know the song I'm talking about, right? Right? Good. Okay, well, someone said no. It's the one that says, I pray you'll be our eyes. Good song, bad prayer. Bad prayer. Because you look at the lyrics. It's always asking God. He's like a vending machine. I put in my thing, give me what I want. Bad prayer, good song.